Men and women dressed in traditional robes lined up outside polling booths Monday to cast ballots to choose Bhutan's first ever national council. The 25-member council will serve as an upper house after parliament is elected in February and March. Voters are to choose 20 members of the council. The other five will be nominated by the king. The remote Himalayan country has been governed by a monarchy for a century. But in 2005, the former king announced his decision to sign away power to the people and set in motion the transition to democracy. In preparation, Bhutan held two rounds of mock elections earlier in the year. Chief Election Commissioner Kunzang Wangdi says Monday's vote shows that people are beginning to grasp the democratic process.
Everything seems to be working very well. Now most of the people are fully in picture as to what's taking place and they realize the importance of that.
International observers supervised Monday's election, but Monday's votes were cast to elect only 15 of the 20 representatives because five districts failed to nominate candidates in time for the poll. Elections in those districts will be held later in January. The problem was not unexpected in a country where people are unfamiliar with the concept of choosing their own representatives and most appear content with the monarchy. The process lacked the fanfare that accompanies elections in other democracies. Instead of the usual campaign rallies and speeches, voters in many places learned about their candidates by reading their resumes in town centres. Bhutan has made it compulsory for candidates to have university degrees and a crime-free background. Chief Election Commissioner Wangdi explains why.
We are having for the first time a real legislative body. This is a body which will make laws for the country, which will also approve the important policies for the country, and also it will be a body from which a government will be appointed. Therefore, the people whom we elect to this position definitely have to be more qualified.
Bhutan is currently ruled by the former king's son, Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk. He took over after his father abdicated in 2006. For decades, Bhutan's monarchy kept the country isolated from the outside world, limiting foreign visitors and allowing television only in 1999. The former king's decision to usher in democracy initially received a lukewarm response. Many people are still apprehensive about the changes that lie ahead. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.